We are now going to continue our series in the Ten Commandments, finding Jesus in the Ten Commandments. And so if you have a Bible, you can open it up to Exodus chapter 20, Exodus chapter 20. Or if you don't have a Bible, we've spread some around the room because we want to get you in the habit of opening them up and looking at it. And so you can grab that black Bible and turn to page 61, page 61 in the black Bibles, Exodus chapter 20. We said this a few times, but as we look at God's law, his standards of what life should look like for human beings, we recognize that we, like the rest of humanity, have fallen short of his standards. So whether you came from a kind of rebellious background where you just said, God, I don't care what you have to say, that's one category of sin and falling short of God's standards. But there's this other category that we need to be more careful about because we live in the Bible Belt and you are in a church, so you are highly susceptible to this other problem, and it's called thinking that being religious and growing up in a conservative household wins you the favor of God. So you want to be very careful of that and recognize that in Romans 3, Paul makes a very careful case to say, you religious people and you non-religious people, you all fall short of the glory of God. No one has perfectly kept God's law. So we need to be careful about that and just recognize, even those of us that are trying really hard, we're still failing. And we need Jesus, who kept the law for us. We need this hero who was everything we should have been. And so as we rest in him, that's the theme today is rest. As we rest in Jesus, he transforms our heart. So our heart begins to want to do what's right. Not perfectly every day, all the time, but our hearts begin to long for who he is and what he calls us to. And so that's my goal for the Ten Commandments. We've joked about it, that you would feel guilty every week, but that you would also find your rest in Jesus every week. So this week, it is called rest. It is the fourth commandment, typically referred to as the Sabbath, but the Hebrew word Sabbath means rest, okay? The Hebrew word Sabbath, Shabbat, means rest. So I'm going to say, what does Sabbath mean? You're going to say rest, okay? What does Sabbath mean?
Rest.
Okay, that's pretty much it. I can save my voice and go home now, right? No, we'll give you a little more details. We'll read the text and all that as well. A lot of times when we don't rest, science is teaching us that your body will force you to rest. I see this a lot with my military friends, right? You work long hours and then you hit a wall. And your body's just like, sorry, dude, it's not going to work anymore. You're done. That can come out in a lot of different ways, right? You can just be sick. It can be symptoms of PTSD. It can be sleep problems. It can be all kinds of things, right? And this happens outside the military as well. I just know a few of you are in the military. So this happens in the business world too. A lot of times in the business world, it's called adrenaline addiction. You have leaders who build their life on going farther and going faster than other people. They become addicted to their own adrenaline, and they push and push and push until they just crash, right? God says human beings were built with limitations. We can't do everything. We need to rest. My question for you is, do you believe that? Or do you want to fight God's word? And do you want to fight the science and common sense that's like, yeah, you need to rest, right? Like, you need to rest. I remember a mentor of mine, I learned this lesson early on, a mentor of mine, he's a youth pastor, and I was doing work with this youth ministry, kind of volunteering, helping out. He just hit this wall where he got sick for 3 weeks. He had mono and the flu and all these other things, and it forced him to slow down. He was just one of these super high-energy people, right? Forced him to slow down. And he said, in his time of just all I can do is moan and sleep and maybe read my Bible a little bit, in that time of reflection, he recognized, you know what? I was never resting. I was never stopping. And I feel like the Lord is teaching me through my body just quitting that I need to rest. A lot of you have hit that same kind of wall yourself. Some of you, hopefully, you'll learn from the rest of us and learn from God's word to start enjoying rest as a regular habit so you don't hit that wall. I'm going to give away kind of the big idea for the sermon before